Well, I have to say, first and foremost, before we talk about the match, I mean, I came here this morning at 9 o'clock and looked out my bedroom window and seen, you know, 3-4 inches of snow, and then I seen hundreds of people trying to get the game on, and then I see hundreds of our supporters making the journey down here, and unfortunately, both teams couldn't produce anything at all to talk about. It was a very difficult afternoon. People were slipping all over the place as the frost started to get into it, and it became very, very difficult for both teams. And we're disappointed that, you know, 5-6 minutes away, but I think we've got to be honest with ourselves. We've took a point always away from home, but we've got to play better than that. And I'm sure Darren will be saying the same thing. You know, it was a difficult afternoon for both sets of players. Mm.
You were in control of half time, 1-0 up.
Well, it was. I mean, we expected they're going to come and have a bit part of the game. We couldn't pass it to each other. Once we broke it down, usually we're very good on the counter-attack and make sure if we're passing but it went awry today. And, when you analyse it, we've probably seen two or three people come to the levels what we expect. And it was a frustrating afternoon for us. But a point away from home, we take it. As I've said repeatedly, it's not all about playing well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to take it and move on.
OK. Go back to your goal. Is it Robbie Corran's goal or is it an own goal?
It looks like an own goal, doesn't it? It looks like an own goal. And from where I was sitting, I got no complaints about the penalty. Chessie's dived in, unfortunately, and the boys got a nick to the ball. So, all in all, we take a point. We didn't really have... I don't think Stockdale had a shot to save, but we had more in the last 6 minutes than we did in the entire game, and probably chasing it, but there you have it.
Any injuries out of today?
I don't think so. I don't think so, no. A lot of frozen limbs. But for everybody who's come today, we thank you all, because it must have been difficult driving conditions, and I hope they drive well going home. And it was a difficult game to watch, but there we have it.
Still in the January transfer window, so we've got to ask all the questions. Where are you at with DJ Campbell?
Well, we're talking to QPR. That's all we are at the moment, talking to them. So... we hope that we can, you know, try and resolve something next week if we possibly can. We'll see what develops.
Okay, you've got a bid on the table then with QPR, I take it.
I think the two representative chairman, chief executives, are talking. Whether there's been a bid lodged just yet or not, I'm not too quite sure where we're up to.
Anything else? Some suggestions coming out this afternoon from the fans sending me messages saying there's stories out there that you're in for a couple of Egyptian players at an Egyptian club. You've got a strange look on your face, so I suspect I know the answer, but just confirm there's nothing in there.
Well, our owners are Egyptian, so we've got a chance to, and it's something that we... I'm not going to comment. I don't think it's right to comment on other people's players. I've got to hate it about mine, but certainly there's an interest in one in particular, but that's it.
So you have got an interest in a player at an Egyptian club? Then?
Possibly.
Right, OK. Possibly. I misread your facial expression there.
Possibly, no.
Right,
possibly.
OK. How possibly. Far advanced is that?
What? Nothing. It's not advanced at all. It's not advanced at all, and we're still not too sure. The problem is with Egyptian people, it's work permit too. Mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of wrangles with that. So it's, it's somebody I've been interested in for a little while, but that's all it is.
All right. Can you tell us what position?
No. I can't.
Fair enough. That's all right. Anything else going on?
Nothing at the moment. But as I've said, it's January, and you keep asking the questions, Benzie, but there's not a big, huge rush, you know. We've got plenty of time. We can always use the emergency loan too, so we'll see what develops over the next week or so.